Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
Rena, your dream has come true. There will be no hockey for the next couple of next. Oh, I see. Tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, for the next 4 nights, no hockey.
I wouldn't really call it a dream come true when there's no football. I'll call it a dream come true. No NFL.
Yeah, because it's all day games starting Saturday. Saturday, Sunday, both this conference finals start with afternoon games.
Because there's nothing that Canadians love more than watching Saturday or a hockey night in Canada on a Saturday afternoon.
And if you told Bevan that, he'd go, Canadians, sorry, what do you have to do with me making money for this league?
Exactly.
Beat it.
We're going to bitch about that all morning. So get prepared for that. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We start now. Good morning. Rena, you know you've heard the constant comparison between Alexander Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby, like since they both came into the league, right? It's just been nonstop back and forth. Alex Ovechkin, probably one of my favorite hockey players. This guy does everything right. He doesn't whine. He doesn't cry. He works his tail off every game. He's a leader. He's a Russian-born ever since he came into the league. He's like one thing that's really impressed me is like there's a lot of guys that come in from Europe that never take the time to learn the language. From day one, he said, I'm going to learn English and I'm going to learn it well. That's one of the reasons why he's wearing the C on his jersey for the Capitals. But this poor guy is just snake bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel horrible for him.
Well, they weren't playing the best team in the East.
Sure.
So they were underdogs coming in. So it's not like they were, oh, they had this great season and they still lose. I mean, they did, they were up 3-1. So I see your point. It looked like, and the Caps looked good.
Mm.
But they still go down. Yeah, he's never been to a conference final.
No.
Man, and he was one win away from getting to a conference final.
Not Leonidas, but Leonis. Ted Leonsis has done everything to try and get the right personnel in place, the right staff in place, the right players in place, the right coaching in place. And, I mean, Alex is that guy that's not going to say, I want this and I want that. He's just, again, I feel bad for the guy.
More than ever, Washington's headed in the right direction, though. Barry Trotz is a hell of a coach. They got a good young goalie there in Holtby. He's going to be there for a long time. You know, Backstrom and Ovi aren't old. So
Ovi looks old, though. Like, he looks like he's got some miles on him.
Hey, remember those viral videos or viral pictures that came out of him and Andrei Markov partying in the summer and the bar tab they racked up?
Yep.
That's probably why he looks a little older than he should be. He likes to party. He likes his vodka.
Yeah.
But I think the Caps will get there eventually. And they're headed. They just have the right pieces are in place for them.
So as far as the Eastern and Western Conference Finals go, we've got Anaheim and Chicago. Couldn't have asked for a better matchup there.
Oh, man, and that's been sort of, I feel like we've been waiting for that one all playoffs because they both have looked so good.
Yeah, and then we've got New York and Tampa on the other one, which is also going to be a very good series.
That's a good-looking series. There's good play. I mean, as far as conference finals go, these are good teams that were good all season that have lots of talent. Stamkos and Lundqvist, and then you got Perry, Getzlaff, Kane, Taves. It's good hockey.
And I would just like to point out to all of the hockey traditionalists out there, okay? Wait for it. There is a possibility that we could see a Stanley Cup final between California and Florida.
Mm.
Huh? Rena? Yeah. The dream matchup for the NHL, Florida versus California.
Yeah, exactly. And they got what they wanted. They would never utter this, but they've got four American teams in the conference finals. Mm-hmm. It works out perfectly for their afternoon games on Saturday and Sunday.
I think they would rather I think the NHL would want the Florida-California thing. I think everybody else wants the New York-Chicago. The original six.
Well, Gary Bettman wants that.
I think he would take the California-Florida one because he knows all the northern states in Canada are going to watch no matter what. It's to get those southern numbers.
Well, that's true. So for exposure, that's a good one. But for numbers, which we know in this industry we live and die on, for pure ratings, it would be a boom for the NHL to get New York-Chicago.
An original six matchup. Mm-hmm. Man, that'd be something.
And I'd like to point out, 1993, still the last Canadian team to win a Stanley Cup.
Guess who it was, Rita?
Guess, Rena.
Montreal.
Hey, give me a moment after yesterday.
Fun fact, unless.
What's trending coming up in 5?
And now, what's trending?
All right, move over boxing. We know that's pretty much, almost the final nail is in the coffin for boxing.
Interestingly enough, though, before you give us your story here, the numbers for the fight immediately following the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, so the week after, was a couple of guys I hadn't heard of, but apparently they're big names because I haven't followed boxing, and I wound up watching it. So I'm sitting there going, I'm suddenly slightly more interested in boxing. So I watched it on HBO. It was a great fight. And then I read the next day, it was the biggest numbers HBO had. Not the Mayweather fight, because that was obviously huge. But the fight the following weekend was the biggest numbers they've had on HBO in years. So the theory now is maybe that fight, even though we all made fun of it, is bringing some interest back to boxing.
That'd be nice, because the battle has been in MMA. MMA was reaching a peak, and now that's kind of softened a little bit too. So I've got the next thing for you. You can check out this video up online, 92cityfm.ca. Night fights.
Oh.
This is like, remember, have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, have you ever heard of medieval times?
Well, I know what medieval means.
Medieval times. Have you ever heard of the restaurant? Remember the movie Cable Guy with Jim Carrey? Remember when they go down?
Yeah. Okay.
So a lot of that is staged. This is not. This is two guys all dressed up, chainmail, helmets. I don't know if here's a video here. So they have swords, they have shields. And they go toe-to-toe. There's a referee. They're locked into a cage, a ring, and they go old school.
This is Russia, right? I think I read about this.
I don't know where it is, but I just checked out a video from two weeks ago. Has close to 500,000 views on it. M1 Global.
That's Russian. That's
is that Russian?
They used to... They're big into MMA as well. They're the ones who had that Fedor guy.
This looks stupid.
Yeah. It does look a little
dumb. Hitting each other with, like, plastic
swords. No, those are not plastic. That's steel. But I don't think it's sharp.
Well, yeah, no.
I still think that would hurt if you got that in the side of the face.
Sure, but it's no different than fighting with sticks, like maybe. And then there is an MMA component. They're taking each other down.
Yeah, there's kicking. I mean, it's basically no holds barred because they are completely, guarded and done
it's
up in the chainmail and everything.
Two guys in night outfits in a boxing ring. Like, it just looks all like that. Like I feel like they could have made a better setting for it.
Like the Roman Coliseum?
Something that fits with it a little better, maybe.
I look at that. I think of the guys that teach you how to be a Jedi at the. Where is it? They go to the Forks.
Right,
the
River City Jedi.
Yeah, that's the first
same thing.
First thing I kind of think of. They're pretending to fight, but they are.
They're really
right.
Fighting though.
They're really hitting each other. We'll see. I have to keep track of that. See how it does on pay per view.
You know what? That might land in the obscure sports report coming up.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
Mondays.
Okay, we talked about this yesterday. I brought it up, but it was 9:30, so I figured I'd spin it again this morning. A very special guest. They do this at Chicago Cubs games, seventh inning stretch. They bring out a celebrity to do the take me out to the ball game.
Yep.
And a guy we know well from Pearl Jam did it the other day, and I thought it was good. Have a listen.
One, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball.
Looks sharp, eh?
Looks old. Like he's dressed well, but I mean, I think of Eddie Vedder. I think of long johns under his shorts and a ripped plaid shirt.
Yeah, Rena, would you say he's looking a little old? Like, is it cutting the hair short? Maybe that.
Yeah, it's those like his hair is just really thinning at the top, so it's turned into that fuzz kind of.
And he's wearing a suit. He's got an expensive watch on. He probably showered yesterday.
Okay. His hair just looks a little like it needs some work.
He's certainly not the grunge guy that he was when Pearl Jam first emerged. Anyway, Eddie Vedder doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That was pretty cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What do you got, RJ?
So on the heels of announcing the new fall schedule, ABC has also released a trailer for their new Muppets series, but they're kind of branding this one a little different. They're calling it an adult Muppet show. I've got a clip of the trailer here we'll play for you. It kind of shows you a little bit of why it's geared a little more towards adults than kids.
Okay.
Excuse me, everybody, can I have your attention? I have some really great news. ABC wants to put on an all-new primetime series starring the Muppets.
God bless America and its magnificent broadcasting company.
The show's going to be all about our personal lives.
I hate the 405.
Behind the scenes.
How'd the surgery go?
Oh, fine. But I kept biting the stitches off, so I threw this thing on.
Our relationships?
I don't see how it's ever going to work out with you and I.
You can say it, Dad. He's a bear. Are
you ready? Sort of an adult Muppet show.
If you have children, how will you raise them? Where will they go to the bathroom? In the woods?
Okay, that is an offensive stereotype.
How about we film the series in that crazy handheld documentary style and have cutaways to one-on-one interviews.
Cut to interviews?
That is just a totally overused device to make easy jokes. you know, talking to the camera about how you really feel.
Yeah, they're gonna make fun of the office, you know, honestly, here. Stuff, it goes on for a bit, but it seems okay, actually.
As it started, it totally seemed like a reality show with
That's
Muppets.
What they're trying to spin it as. They're gonna film it sort of as like a behind the scenes, what Kermit and Miss Piggy, what they're fighting about, and what, you know, their lives, and how some of the Muppets are dating people, and how that works.
God, I hope it works. As if it doesn't, it could be the end.
Pretty good. Maybe smile.
The trailer, I sent it, might be in the wood this morning.
Sure, we can put it in the morning. Absolutely.
We'll keep an eye on that one for you. And Night Fights, too. 627 News, Weather, Sports is next.
City Traffic.
Traffic is for Western Marble and Tile. Planning summer renovations, a simple, cost-effective way to add more value to your home is with stone and tile. Learn more at WMGT.ca.
It's funny because the guy's doing those Night Fights wheels, M1 Global. The reason I recognize the name is you'll remember a guy named Fedor, who the UFC, a big Russian fighter, the UFC was trying to bring over to America. Mm-hmm. And Dana White said he had to negotiate with M1 Global. They were managing Fedor at the time.
Okay.
And he said, dealing with those crazy bastards, like, he basically was calling them gangsters. He said, it's unbelievable how hard they are to deal with, and he kept calling them crazy. So it doesn't surprise me that M1 Global has come up with this Night Fights.
If you're ever bored, go watch some of those Fedor fights. They're crazy. I remember Philly, you showing me some before, and like they are pretty intense fights.
In his day,
they bring in beer bottles and they throw them in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Anyway, no issues in traffic right now. If you have some tips, you can let us know. 780 City, or you can hit me up on Twitter at @Rena_JJ8.
92 City FM, world-class rock, 707 Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Arena. Good morning.
It's going to rain today throughout the day. 10 to 20 millimeters of rain. 10 is the high. We're at 7.
Arena's got the scoop coming up in a half an hour. Mm-hmm. Anything earth-shattering, Arena, you usually like throw me some kind of, Philly, you're going to like this, or Wheeler, this is going to make you mad, or...
I've got an update on someone who's going to be saying goodbye on one of your favorite TV shows. I got some Suge Knight news that's kind of interesting.
Suge. As well, the Bone Phone, some great reaction to Wheels demanding that food trucks start selling beer yesterday on the show. So, awesome. Yeah.
So yesterday, it was during the 9 o'clock hour, it was off the air, and Philly kind of leans back in his chair and sticks a pen in his mouth. And, hey, you guys got any bad habits you don't want to get rid of? It's like, I've never been asked the question that way before.
I don't know maybe chewing the pen, because I've been accused of chewing pens at work, made me think of it, but more so in a relationship sort of thought process, because when you hook up with someone, you move in with them, and you've been with them for a while, you're unwilling to change certain habits that you know are bad, and you know are even, maybe even disgusting, but you just, because you're with someone who theoretically accepts you for who you are,
You just start
letting it happen instead of trying to change.
Well, listen, no matter who you're with, regardless of who you're with, there are going to be little subtle nuances, little idiosyncratic routines that each of us have that get on the other person's nerves.
Drive the person crazy.
How much are you willing to deal with is really what it comes down to.
And you'll hide them when you're first starting out, or you'll be more aware of them when you're first starting dating someone. When they sleep over for the first couple of times, you'll be like, oh, I better hang my towels up. You have the place really clean. But then the longer you're together, those bad habits come to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Rhea, you want to start?
I know what mine is, and I've warned my boyfriend right when we started dating. My weird thing is the toothpaste. You know how some people, the toothpaste gets all gunked up around the lid and it's dry. You don't put the lid on. It's disgusting. I do that, and it doesn't bother me at all. Right away, I was like, you know what? I am really gross with toothpaste. It doesn't bother me. It's gonna gunk up. You're gonna get mad. Just get your own toothpaste.
You are a goddamn terrorist.
Wow.
What is wrong with you? It's toothpaste. You put that in your mouth.
I know, but you know how it gets the dry stuff around the edge, kind of? I don't put that in my mouth, but it just gets gross
so
around
you don't
the
put
lid.
The lid you, when
I forget
you,
to put the lid
right,
on.
You
so
don't
gets,
put the lid on.
Yeah,
you don't. The toothpaste, I think, is a common one. It can get gross fast, that tube of toothpaste.
Yeah.
I find
we have different toothpaste because he's OCD when it comes to cleaning and stuff. So mm-hmm. It bothers
him. Does he have something
that
drives you crazy, or are we sticking to just Rena?
Yeah, let's just stick to
well,
inside
no,
the studio
I'm
here.
Throwing my wife under the bus here with mine.
Okay.
I got a whole whack, so I don't mind. Okay. I don't mind chucking her under the bus, too. She has one that drives me nuts, and I don't know why. She'll leave, and she's super clean, but she'll leave a half-eaten bowl of cereal in the sink.
Ugh.
And I'll get home from work, and it's in there, and it's gross because half the cereal is out of the milk, and it gets all stuck to the sides, like, and that's like concrete on the bowl, right? You got to get the steel wool out.
I'm surprised your wife does that.
Probably the only uncleanly thing she does. And
whenever she visits, she tidies my house. So, like, she's really good for that kind of stuff.
So that one drives me nuts. Now, a couple of things that I do that I'm aware are annoying, but I do them anyway. Obviously, I'm a loud eater. You guys have confronted me on this.
Well, it's been better. Maybe it's because I'm farther away from you in this studio.
Could be. And we're on TV, so I eat less.
Oh, yeah.
But I do work on that one, so I can't say that that's one that I'm not willing to change. One that I will not change, and it's annoying, I've got my chair where I pile all my clothes on. You know, the guy...
I can wear this again before it needs to be washed chair.
Right. I've worn it once, but I can wear it again, and it gets inevitably gets disgusting about Wednesday. There's underwear and socks and things that shouldn't be on that chair.
And you're confused what's clean, what's dirty, forget.
And she hassles me about it. I'm like, that's my chair. Leave it alone. Just don't look at it if you don't like it.
It's some people, it may be a treadmill. Other people's, it might be the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I dated one girl, and literally, it was like at least 2 feet thick of clothes, but she knew exactly where all the clothes were on the floor. It's like, this is the clean pile, this is the pile needs to be clean. Yep. This is the pile over here that I could probably wear again. But literally, you'd have to like do this dance. Like,
did you find it kind of gross? Like, hey, come on, clean up your clothes.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't even know what color your carpet is, for Christ's sake.
That's what my closet looks like. It's two layers of clothing, and you just walk over.
Now, mine is, this is self-admitted. I've said this numerous times on the show before. This is one of those things where it's just like, deal with it. If you don't like it, look away.
The gambling?
No.
Drinking?
No. We're talking about disgusting things, not deplorable. Those are more deplorable. This is more disgusting.
Leave his alcoholism out of this.
Sorry.
No, I am...
Bad habits, I was just thinking.
And here's the worst part, because I'm trying to curtail my son from doing it, and I see, like, the apple doesn't fall far. But I'm a nose picker. Always have been.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since I was
a
kid.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah. And whatever. Hey, like, listen, I don't know what it is, if I have some sort of nasal congestion or whatever, but it's just, if it's in there, my wife says, why don't you just blow your nose? Number one, it's not nearly as fun. Number two, blowing your nose sometimes does not help because, I mean, it just gets, you know, crusted in there and it needs to be.
You can put the Kleenex over your finger and then put it in your nose so you get it all out.
Why?
Wheels, I'm with you on this one.
Then you have a place to put it. You keep it in the Kleenex because I know you're bad for flicking your boogers.
What else do you get to do with them? Wipe them on your jeans? Then it's,
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I can carry it around with me.
Flick them on someone
else.
Put
it in the garbage can. Why would you carry it with
you? The older you get, the more willing you become to just get rid of it when you have to get rid of it. My old man was a shoveler. Like, didn't matter where we were. And so I feel myself not becoming that bad. But, if my nose is in, it's got some crusty boogers in there, I'm going to get rid of them.
But listen, Reina, I'm classy about it. I use my pinky most times.
And so you're saying Angus is starting to shuffle, too?
Yeah, I find out. And I feel how often I'm like, hey, get your finger out of your nose, man. And then literally later, I'm like, oh, God, he saw me. Shit.
Yeah. Totally busted
father
me.
Like son. Absolutely. 204-780-CITY, 2484. If you have one of these bad habits, feel free to drop us an email or call the bone phone.
Bone phone. Or I'll tell you what, also, I'll throw it up at the 92 City FM Facebook page, and we'll share some comments at some point throughout the show.
Great idea. 7:13 now. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reina. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 7:20 Thursday. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reina. Good morning.
It's going to be a rainy day. 10 to 20 millimeters of rain coming. A high of 10. We're at 7 this morning.
So what's up? 92 City FM Facebook page. Annoying habits you're aware you have. Some would say disgusting, but you're unwilling to change. We already got some commentary on the Twitter page. A guy named Dragon Zord says, I have sex with way too many supermodels.
Horrible habit.
Yeah, bad habit.
Horrible. Guy on Twitter, on Facebook has been messaging me saying, have you used tweezers for your nose? To pick your nose? I said, no. I'm going to try it now, though.
Mm.
Would that be better or worse than my finger?
I know.
You're going to be pulling out a bunch of nose hairs with it, so it's going to hurt to pick your nose.
Fine.
But
tweezers.
Then... The only thing is you're going to have less boogers to pick because the hairs are in there and those are what cause the boogers to, you know, get stuck and dry in there and they hold them.
You want the hairs.
Yeah, you need the hairs. Otherwise, you'll be sneezing a lot and stuff.
Really?
You'll never get rid of all the hairs either. You can just get rid of the ones that are hanging out.
Yeah. So yesterday... You were talking about how you want food trucks to serve alcohol and how you want to walk around like in Las Vegas and be able to drink anywhere.
Well, I know,
that sounds a little unreasonable.
No.
Right?
But what I said was, with a lot of these food trucks that are coming down at the Forks and down Broadway, is I'm the type of guy who likes to pair beer with my meal.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean I'm going to sit there and get smashed, but I mean, I like the taste. I like the taste of a beer during my lunch. And so I was saying, like, if I'm going to one of these food trucks, it'd be nice to be able to, you know, say, hey, I'll take one beer with my meal and sit down and be able to enjoy it while sitting on a park bench or sitting, you know, wherever. But unfortunately, you're not allowed to do that.
No. I have some good news. We're a little step closer to being kind of like that. Remember how the Forks yesterday made the announcement they're going to be doing $2.5 million worth of renovations to the Forks this year? They're starting this week.
Yeah, the style.
Along with that, with the Forks renovations, when they reopen, they are going to have a unique hospitality license, which means visitors will be able to buy a beer or a glass of wine at any of the kiosks. They're going to have some new kiosks set up. And you can walk around carrying your alcohol.
Oh, now we're talking.
So essentially, now we're talking. The second you come into the Forks, like the gates, wherever it is, the second you'll now be able to walk around and drink.
The only thing is, right now, you have to be in the Forks buildings.
Okay.
Oh, so you can't be outside?
You can't take your, I don't think you can take your booze outside. It doesn't mention anything like that. It's just for the inside, but you can walk around with a glass of wine, do a little shopping, or check out some of the different food vendors.
It'd be nice to walk around on the river trails with a can of beer if you could.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, I think they do anyway.
Not the 2 liter Stone Cold. I meant a nice, you know, can of beer.
But yeah, apparently in April 2014, they had kind of changed some of the ways that you can apply for different liquor licenses and stuff. And this new specialty license was a thing. And the Forks is one of the first places to actually be approved for this.
Good.
Where you can go get a beer or a glass of wine. Because they're going to have craft beer set up. There's going to be wine kiosks. So you can do beer tasting at the Forks
soon. I knew there was a reason we started broadcasting out of the Forks.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
I knew you'd be super happy walking around with a beer in your hand.
That means I can drink in this room, too.
Yes, you can. Remember, you're a functioning alcoholic.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank you.
Don't forget to ask.
Yeah, very important.
We're screwed.
724 News Weather Sports is next. September 17th? I can't remember if it's the day before or the day after my brother's birthday. I think September. My brother says September 18th.
September.
Mid-September. IG feel. Listen, we've been screwing up everything on the show this morning. Yeah. Drew and Jenna on the TV side are at Motorcycle Ride for Dad, the kickoff at Earl's Polo Park. That going down May 30th. And so, yeah, we screwed up that date. Apologize. May 30th is when the official Motorcycle Ride for Dad in support of and awareness of prostate cancer happens. But they're down there this morning as the official launch to get everyone aware of that coming up here in the next couple weeks. 7:30, but keep, by the way, keep listening to 92 City FM. Your chance at AC/DC tickets coming up as we get closer to that show. 7:37 now. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena.
10 is the high for today with rain. We're at 7 degrees.
Wheels, you like a good drink. What do you call a white Russian with no cup?
An Ovechkin?
Saw that.
And you can get 8 of them.
Just saw that on Facebook this morning.
Very nice. Hey, Phil, so in a continual bid to get free stuff, that's what we do in media. We're just, you know, we love it.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Aubrey is wearing a T-shirt. If you have a business and you have a T-shirt, Phil Aubrey will wear it.
I'll wear it, and I'm not wearing this one today. And the reason is it's giant. I just couldn't. It looks like a nightgown on me, so I couldn't wear it this morning, but...
That could be interesting this morning, Phil. A lot of the ladies might go swooning after you.
Only on Friday nights for my wife do I wear a nightgown. This is from Kelly Leachy, who dropped this off Flat Deck and Moffitt Services. I have a big deck, and I know how to use it.
Hey,
I love the small companies that do the awesome...
You like the small companies with the big decks.
And I wear nightgowns on Friday nights. So, Kelly, you know, he went that extra mile. He wrote a little note for us as well.
Not only did he drop off a shirt, he dropped off a jacket.
And reflector gear jackets.
And he actually stopped by when we were at, I think we were in Garden City when we were doing our push for the No Pants Party, our political party. He stopped by and said hello to us there, too.
So we've gotten to know Kelly. He's a cool guy. And he says, just wanted to say thanks. You three make a dull morning a lot brighter, and you deserve all the recognition for all of your hard work. Here are some reflective things. He got us a bunch of reflective things for you to work hard in. We don't work hard. He says...
I wore mine to Costco.
Yeah. So people knew where you were?
No, I just...
Wait a minute. Then you looked like you worked there. You could, wheel out a...
Yeah.
Kyle said I looked like a flag girl.
Whatever. Start directing traffic in that stuff.
When you're wearing one of those...
Especially at Costco, you need those.
No, what you do is that then you can just go around and get all the shopping carts and no one will bother you.
So he says, the reflective gear is mainly for Philly and his obvious yearning to be a construction worker, because I've talked about how I'm fascinated by big construction projects and construction workers in the past. Anyway, so Kelly says thank you, and we thank you, Kelly Leachy, for dropping off the fantastic-looking stuff this morning. If I can shrink the hell out of this, I might eventually wear it, but it's tough.
Oh, give it to me. I'll wash it.
You want it?
I managed to shrink everything, so.
Okay.
I'll shrink it for you and bring it back. By the way, if you're going to bring it, bring it.
Philly's laundry.
Additional needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
So sadly, The Simpsons will lose one of their most important voice actors, I'd say. He's done over hundreds of voices. He's 71 years old, and he's announced that he is leaving The Simpsons. He does the voice for Ned Flanders, Mr. Burns, Smithers, Reverend Lovejoy, Principal Skinner, just to name a few.
Harry Shearer.
Yeah, Harry Shearer's leaving.
Or it could
be
a negotiation tactic, and everything will be fine, and he'll be back.
Yeah, I just find it really odd that they would announce the next coming back for two more seasons, and they're like, oh, we're not going to do it without one of our main voices. You're right. It seems a little fishy.
It says that he wants to leave to do other work. But 70, I mean,
he's like 70s.
Yeah, he's 71 years old. So, like, I don't know. This is such a sweet job, and he's been doing it since the beginning of The Simpsons.
But we don't know how much. Yeah, but we don't know how much money he's leaving on the table with other voice potential jobs.
Oh, I don't know if he's going to find a higher paying gig than The Simpsons.
Well, no, but clearly he would have sat down with his agent, right? He's not going to.
Yeah, he'd still be doing it, I guess.
It's not. Yeah, there must be something he wants to do that he's being blocked from doing.
Maybe retirement.
Yeah,
it could be that.
Suge Knight has given his doctors a piece of his mind because he is refusing to have a bullet fragment removed that's been lodged in his head for the past 19 years. This is that bullet that was intended for Tupac back in 1996. He infamously drove the car carrying Tupac the night of his murder, and he was hit, and the bullet fragment's still in his head, and they think that might be causing, he's been collapsing in court, having blood clots, lots of issues, so doctors wanted to operate and remove it, and he said, no way, it stays.
I thought Mayweather was going to bail him out if he won that fight. Has he been bailed out?
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was the rumor, that if Mayweather won, because they're pals.
No, he's not been bailed out.
Okay. Still in jail.
He just keeps passing out.
Be careful, Floyd.
In jail.
Be careful. You don't want to give Suge no empty promises.
Yeah, unless your name is Tony Stark and you can create a new element to keep the shrapnel out of your heart, probably go to a doctor and get it removed.
Right.
Wow. Just saying.
FX has a new series coming called American Crime Story. Have you heard about this? Ryan Murphy, the guy who did Glee, and he also does American Horror Story. They're going to kind of do it like as a whole series. It'll be focused on bringing back to life the story of any kind of stories, I guess. The first one is going to be the O.J. Simpson murder trial.
Mm.
So they're going to be redoing that.
Well, yeah,
I should say.
We found out Selma Blair is going to play the matriarch of
Mama Kardashian.
Yeah.
Selma Blair is going to play her. And John Travolta has just signed on. He's going to be playing one of the lawyers. Robert Shapiro is one of the many lawyers in it. And Cuba Gooding Jr. is going to play O.J. Simpson.
Oh, who's playing Johnny Cochran?
What?
Is it Johnny Cochran? He was the famous the glove doesn't fit guy.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Mm. And then he was very, very, very well parodied in the Seinfeld franchise.
Because O.J. had like 8 lawyers, so it was
Guess who's going to be playing Robert Kardashian, Kim Kardashian's dad. He's passed away with cancer now, but David Schwimmer.
Yeah, I saw that.
Kind of an interesting choice for that.
He's finding work now, finally.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Since Friends.
Yeah.
What has he really done since then? And finally, Adam Sandler was on David Letterman last night, and he wrote David Letterman a goodbye song. It's really good. Here's a clip of it.
Okay.
He's leaving after 30 years, and you know he will be missed. If you like gap-tooth men in double-breasted suits, he's number one on your top 10 list. He won't have to pick up the phone anymore when Les Moonves calls him up. He'll finally have time to take Jay Leno out for coffee, then secretly pee in his cup. There simply is no better man than good old David Letterman, and no one makes my mother wetter than...
Hey! Hey!
David Letterman.
Okay, Mom, I told them. I hope you're happy. Sorry.
Very good. Very nice.
Seems like yesterday when I was 14 and you
okay.
Rita, your tape is skipping. Pull it out of the ghetto blaster.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to get ruined. You'll ruin the tape.
City traffic.
Get very your nice. Pencil out, put it in there, and put the tape back together.
That's the best thing Sandler's done in 20 years, by the way.
Well, it's
actually a lot longer than that, and the rest of it's really good. I'll put it up at 92cityfm.ca.
See, she did that on purpose.
Video.
She's trying to get web hits. That a girl.
Yeah.
That a girl.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather. Call or click on Duraco.ca for details.
780 Bone, 780 2663, and I'm so glad that my dad decided to call the Bone Phone yesterday.
So everybody's harping on Philly that his Habs got eliminated from the old Stanley Cup playoffs there. Well, guess what? Our team was knocked out in the first round. We got swept. And how'd that make you feel?
Right.
Not too good? Probably. So f***ing stop laying into Philly so much and start hating the Riders.
Thanks, Dad. Not really my dad, but... My old man, actually, I was talking to him last night, and he's like, hey, you're a little hard on Philly. You and Rena were both a little hard on Philly.
I went home and cried.
But keep in mind, my dad is also a stinking Habs fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, oh, I see.
We're used to
it. I was at the mall yesterday. I ran into Ryan Street, friend of yours, and he was like, funniest thing all day. You guys rode Phil, loved it. And I'm like,
well, he's actually the one responsible for your piano tattoo.
Yeah, he's a tattoo artist, yeah. So, So it's on either side, I guess.
Yeah,
you either love it or hate it, regardless, depending on what team, I guess.
I beat up Leaf fans when the Leafs get ousted. Canuck fans, Oilers fans, you got to expect it. If you're going to be a loud fan, you take it when they go down.
The way I look at it, if you don't win the Stanley Cup, everyone ties for second.
That's an excellent point. First or last, Ricky Bobby. God, we quote Ricky Bobby a lot on this
show.
He is a prophet. This woman not happy with the upgrades at the Forks, which seems odd. Yeah.
Okay, so I just heard on the radio that they're going to spend $2.5 million to do upgrades to the Forks. Are you guys serious? Like, what about these roads that I drive on every day as part of my job? I can't handle it anymore. Because if you're going to seriously put $2.5 million into the Forks, then I'm f***ing leaving the city.
It's private money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's private money. They can do what they want.
There's no city money in that? It's
The Forks aren't going to fix the roads.
Mm-hmm.
It's private money.
So who owns... Is the Forks is separate from the city and the government?
It's similar to, like, downtown biz.
So it'd be like an arm of the government.
It's similar to, like, Cadillac Fairview. Like, Cadillac Fairview...
Oh, it's a private company, the Forks.
I would assume so.
I don't know.
Because the Forks made the announcement, not the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's similar to the way Cadillac Fairview announced that they are buying the Target store, not the city.
Okay.
So they are making improvements to their area that they own.
Yeah, when I was cutting up that call, I honestly wasn't sure if it was government money or Forks money, but...
I am 89.9% sure that is private money.
Okay, cool. All right, question about jeans. We've discussed jeans and how much you should wear them on this show. And
jeans never get
washing
dirty.
Them right.
Hey, if I got jeans that don't feel like jeans, can I still wear them 10 times without washing them?
So I think he's talking about, like, you get a dark pair of jeans that almost look like dress pants. Is that, you know?
Is he talking about sweatpants?
Sweatpants, no. Those get gross fast.
Mm.
Honestly, I wash jeans more than... I think it sounds like... What was the results of our phone poll when we decided, you know, how often do you wash jeans?
I think it was pretty average, once
wears.
A week?
Yeah, about three or four wears.
Yeah.
Couple wears.
Shirts, you gotta wash right away. But jeans, pants never get dirty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Wheels up in arms yesterday that he can't get a beer when he goes to a food truck.
Yep.
Wants basically booze everywhere.
Yep. My perfect world. Come on and join me.
Right. So we have a guy, a few calls on the liquor laws and such, and this one guy wants to sort of add some context and some historical relevance to a lot of our liquor laws here in Canada.
A lot of that really does stem historically back from the Hudson's Bay Company and people getting completely smashed in there. It's actually part of treaties from Queen Victoria. That being said, we've had significant societal change about consumption of alcohol in public in this country and, of course, in North America as opposed to Europe. Certainly here, that is not going to change anytime soon. And a big piece of that really is some of the government control of alcohol we have here.
Mm. Yeah, because in Europe, it's completely different.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember in high school, there was a class trip that went to, I didn't go, but they went over to Europe. And there was a rule there that you had to sign. I remember my buddy on my hockey team showed me. He's like, look here, my parents have a sign saying, will you allow your 15-year-old child to consume beer? Because over there you can, they were going.
And Wheeler, I don't know why you're calling the Bone Phone when you're sitting right here and you can make your own opinions, you know.
I'm very upset with the stigma that is people can't go on their lunch break at 12 o'clock to a Moxie, to a Earl's, to a Joey's
Wheeler.
For their half hour or 1 hour lunch and not have a beer for lunch and
or
then
six.
Have to go back to work smelling like an alcoholic. One beer doesn't do anything to most people. If you want to enjoy one beer with your meal, I think that should be totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it depends where you work and who your boss is. Some of them don't. I think some of them probably don't care.
Yeah, maybe if you're working in the healthcare industry.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got a neighbor who's a surgeon, right? And he doesn't...
Dr. Barya. He lives behind me. KB, we call him.
And he doesn't drink the day before he's got...
Because him and his wife were over at St. Patty's Day, actually, I think it was. And I said, hey, can I get you a drink? He's like, no, I've got surgery in the morning. And I'm like, yeah, that's very...
And respectful. If you drive for a living,
yeah,
you probably
not a good idea.
Having a beer at lunch.
Yeah. Unless you're delivering beer, then, you know.
Well, and we've talked... Sorry, Raina, go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, go ahead, yeah.
And I think of this all the time. That he's talking about societal pressures. when we go for lunch and a few people order a beer, I don't, if I've got to pick up my kids at daycare, which is every day, I don't know what it is, but going in to pick up my kids smelling like booze just feels weird. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I like the guy's point where he says, you know, you can have one beer, and it's unfortunate that someone says, oh, somebody's beer in your breath. You must be
drunk. Yeah. I see.
It's unfortunate.
Okay, and we'll wrap up with this call, which I kind of thought was fantastic.
Wheeler thinks that food trucks should serve alcohol. That is what we call alcoholism, my friend. Mm-hmm. I can already see the headlines in the paper. Drunken morning show host has 17 beer from food trucks and tries to climb Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. Stay tuned. You never know. Is that a dare? Is that a dare?
He started with one.
Call 204-780-BONE.
92 City FM, World Class Rock, 836 on a Thursday morning. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Arena. And if you can go on Facebook, I'm going to link it through the 92 City FM account, an official countdown clock to the 5 o'clock whistle tomorrow, officially kicking off the long weekend. May 2-4, baby.
Bring whistles back when the day's over. Ooh. Every business should have them. We should have one around here as soon as 10:05 or 10 o'clock hits.
That's an old dog radio bit, eh? Back when I was growing up listening to Kix 98 in Fort McMurray, Alberta, guy by the name of Gary Young, who then worked out at Brandon at Kix 106, funny enough, he used to blow the 5 o'clock whistle every afternoon.
But it was probably a sound effect. I'm talking old school, the actual...
The actual whistle.
Yeah, we should all have them. The offices should have them.
Sure. Can you imagine putting one up at the top of, like, the hydro building?
Mm-hmm. Because there's something significant about that. It's just like, I haven't worked too many jobs with the punch cards, but that was significant, too. Walking out on a Friday and going, and it made that big sound when it punched your punch card.
And then you can go back to the real good old days, like on the Flintstones, where they had pulled the tail of the bird, signifying that the day was done in the quarry.
Now that, let's get more birds in here that we pull tails on.
Hey, listen, Rena, barbecue season is on. I mean, I was barbecuing last night. It was sprinkling last night, no big deal. But I'm starting to do some new things. Like what I'll do is I'll put on a nice dry rub first. Mm-hmm. And then right at the very end, I'll just paste on a little bit of barbecue sauce towards the end. So you're getting a little bit of both worlds. But
sure.
Yeah, it's barbecuing so much fun. There's so much things to do, Rena.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to get yourself a brand spanking new badass, like a big badass barbecue, you should enter yourself in our ugliest grill contest. So basically, a huge thanks to Wicker World Home and Patio, who want to set you up with the ultimate grill. The Napoleon Prestige Pro Series grill that's worth over $4,000 could be all yours. There's 10 burners, storage, there's a smoker on it too.
Oh, it's smoker / barbecue?
Yeah, this thing is badass. Brilliant. So all you have to do is go to our website, 92cityfm.ca, mm-hmm. and then take a selfie of you with your really crappy barbecue. Get creative. You know, the one that you got that sucks, and then explain why you should get the brand new barbecue. And then we're going to pick some finalists, and then you can go and vote afterwards.
Barbecue is like a car. Even if you have a nice one, every few years you get an itch to get a new one. Kind of like a TV that way, too, electronics.
Yeah.
I don't disagree, but I was telling Rena on Monday when you weren't here, but every spring I will dismantle the entire barbecue and just scrub it clean. Mm-hmm. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And extends the life of your barbecue.
Because as far as heat distribution, you got to clean those things. Yeah, it is important to clean it, but still, you see these, you'll be roaming around and looking at the new barbecues, the new technology or whatever, and you go, oh man, I love that.
But one thing I do like, and it's my old barbecue, I had this old thermos barbecue, it was three levels.
Mm-hmm.
You get used to it. You know where the hot spots are and the soft spots and where you can go and leave the veggies over here to let them chill and then move this over here. You kind of get, it becomes a part of you, the barbecue, after learn it really well.
Mm-hmm.
So you have until the 24th of May to upload your photo at the website, and then voting will take place May 25th to the 28th, and we're going to announce the winner on Friday, May 29th on the show here.
Nice.
So.
92cityfm.ca for more info.
8:40 NHL playoff report coming up next.
Wheeler in the morning with the 92 City FM NHL playoff report. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
So I'm going home after the show today, whenever I get home, and I'm blogging about this. No night games in the NHL. It happens year after year. I complain about it year after year. The NHL... and some people are blaming Rogers for this, like sports.
Yeah, no.
Before Rogers got involved in hockey, the NHL was doing this.
This is the NHL schedule. The NHL schedules the games.
They decided that Americans, this is an American thing, would rather watch their sports in the afternoon.
Mm.
Which blows my mind because the NFL is now coming out with more primetime events like Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football.
I don't get it.
It should be, I don't know, someone needs to stand up for the product and say, NHL, you can tinker with everything you want, Gary Bettman, but you can't tinker with Saturday night hockey. That is an institution. It will never leave. You can't take it away.
Raina, thoughts?
Yeah. So sad.
Boom.
Anyway, so we've got the Lightning and Rangers on Saturday afternoon, the Eastern Conference Final, and then the Ducks and Hawks on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Sad. Predictions, Wheels?
I'm going to take Anaheim because it's, even though I have Chicago, I got all Chicago players in my draft. Anaheim's just strong. But mind you, I mean, I don't know. Who had the easier road, in your opinion? Who had the easier road?
Chicago got through
Nashville, and then they got through Minnesota.
That's tough.
And Anaheim got through Winnipeg and Calgary. So, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, right now I'm leaning towards the Eastern Conference taking the cup regardless of who it is, just because it's been a lot harder road for the Eastern Conference.
I have a hard time betting against the Hawks and Jonathan Toews, even though I do think the Ducks, this is their year.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to beat the... If you can beat the Hawks, you're good.
Well, here's what's funny. Crawford's not the guy you're leaning on this year. You can go to Darling.
Yeah.
Where we don't know a whole lot about this Freddie Anderson.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say Crawford's, unless he struggles again, he's kind of taking the net back. But you're right, they went to Darling, so they have confidence in him. But should be good.
So, yeah, as far as our picks, we don't know.
No, I'm going Ducks and Lightning.
Ducks and Lightning?
Ducks and Lightning.
Residential or commercial, Chateau Roofing has you covered. Quality work at a reasonable cost. Call Chateau Roofing today, 204-989-5555.
So the saga continues. I don't think he's going to be doing a press conference regarding this one, but there is speculation, Raina, that Tiger Woods, shocker, might have been unfaithful to Lindsey Vonn, and that's what caused the split.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, yeah. Woods.
He's going to sex rehab, faux show. His publicist is like, great, how are we going to fix it this time?
Yeah. I don't think he'll be talking, like I said, I don't think he'll be doing a press conference talking about his indiscretions. And there's no word as to who or what yet. We'll see if anyone steps forward saying,
maybe it's Rachel.
And I'll be dancing this weekend.
Speaking of sex rehab, still to this day, one of the funniest South Parks ever was sex rehab, celebrity sex rehab.
Wait a second. You're saying that rich, powerful men
cheat on their wives?
What?
And they had Michael Douglas, Ben Roethlisberger, Tiger Woods. There was like a whole
bunch of presidents.
Yeah.
Clinton.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen was in there was great.
Mm-hmm.
Are you either of you surprised? I think we've discussed it a little bit, but this Mad Max Fury Road, just the kind of ridiculous hype it's getting and how it is, it's got 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, not just hype, but the reviews are coming in backing it.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to here. I was just reading a reputable review this morning saying, look, this is, it may be the best movie you'll see all summer. It's definitely the best film of the year. It's being called, like, the visuals are being called stunning, a work of art.
Wow.
There's some crazy adjectives being thrown out about this movie. And
Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron, they're gonna punch their meal tickets on this one.
Wow, because they can make a whole whack of these movies because they're back in the day, the original series with Mel Gibson and there was Tina Turner. I mean, they made like three of them, I think it was, two or three. So.
Tina Turner, well, the woman who had her legs insured for $1 million.
Yep. What's love got to do?
Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome.
Hey, you weren't expecting that, were you?
No, I wasn't expecting you to bust out a line there.
Yeah.
A new study out may change the way you do your dishes. Apparently, it is bad to do the pre-rinse. You know how we've talked about this before?
Yeah.
How you're supposed to rinse your dishes or your wife probably yells at you. It's a common...
If you microwave stuff and you leave it for a bit, it gets stuck on there really bad. Yeah.
That's how you clean your dishes? You put them in the microwave?
Yes.
Nice.
And just throw a pail of water in there.
Smart.
Start 60 minutes.
Tips from Uncle Philly. Basically, the study says that you are not supposed to rinse because rinsing does absolutely nothing. Just scraping off the extra food that's on there, that's stuck to there, is the best way to do it. Because apparently, even washing your dishes by hand, if you wash everything by hand and don't own a dishwasher, you are not actually cleaning your dishes at all. You are leaving tons of bacteria all over them because the only way to actually kill that bacteria is to use extremely hot water that is too hot for human hands to touch. But that is the average temperature that a dishwasher would use to wash your dishes. So it actually does get rid of all the bacteria as opposed to you scrubbing it with a cloth or with a sponge or whatever. You're actually just smearing bacteria around because you never use the right temperature of water. And they say the pre-rinsing thing, each household wastes 6,000 gallons of water each year per household by the pre-rinse, which is completely unnecessary. So to stop doing it.
Wow. California, you listening? You listening, California?
Stop rinsing. There just throw everything in the dishwasher.
Yep.
Everything.
Or the microwave.
Yeah.
920 Rock Riff coming up. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 9:35. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena on a Thursday. Good morning.
10 is the high for today, and it's going to rain all day, 10 to 20 millimeters. Lots of things are... I just got a text that my slow pitch is canceled.
Oh, you're in the slow pitch season already.
Slow pitch actually supposed to start last week for us, but we got rained out last Thursday as well. Okay. This week, again, just got the notice, so...
I used to hate cold weather slow pitch back in my
playing
days.
Oh, yeah, I'm super happy about it anyway.
It's like one of those sports that if it's not nice out, if it's not like... at least 20 degrees, 15 to 20 degrees.
Yeah, the first year...
It's not that much fun.
First year that I moved here, I joined the fall ball league.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, just in an attempt to make friends, and I just didn't like playing. It was... You're playing with your toque on, your winter coat, you're rounding the bases, and the June bugs are flying. It's crazy.
That was like my golf game last week when it was -3 on a Friday, Phil.
I'm like that with golf, too. If it's cold out, I don't really need to be playing. Yeah. It's part of the weather. It kind of goes with the nice weather. It's a big part of it being awesome, but I know you'll play.
How else am I going to get in my 80 rounds a year?
I know, yeah. Right? It doesn't matter what the weather's like. You're out playing.
Hey, listen, Rena, I got an email, and not to discount your dishwasher story.
Sure.
But this lady, Susan, sent an email saying, there's a study that says that people are better off hand washing and leaving some of the bacteria on your dishes, and it builds, because so you can build up a tolerance to it. You can get sicker if you only use a dishwasher.
But you could say that when eat dirt, so that way your kid immune system.
Philly and I feed our kid earthworms.
A lot, yeah. Here, have it.
I used to love playing with earthworms.
It's a hot dog. Shut up.
Slugs are good for you too.
Everybody, give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.